Hello, welcome to our film review podcast, brought to you by the Department of Foreign Languages at the University of Sharjah.
From amazing plot twists to masterful artwork, this movie managed to create something that has never been created before. Hello everybody, my name is Rania Jamaluddin, and today I will be talking about the movie Megamind that could be one of the most underrated movies to ever exist. Megamind is a brilliant animated gem that not only entertains with its vibrant visuals and witty humor, but also delves into deeper thematic explorations, making it a standout in the animated film landscape. Directed by Tom McGrath, the movie cleverly subverts the conventional superhero narrative, offering a unique perspective on the typical battle between good and evil. At the heart of the story is Megamind, a character who breaks the mold of the typical supervillain archetype. Despite his inclination to villainy, Megamind is a complex and surprisingly relatable character, grappling with existential questions about identity and purpose. When he finally achieves his lifelong goal of defeating Metro Man, the beloved superhero, Megamind is left adrift, realizing that his life's meaning was tied to his competition with the superhero, leaving him aimless and without purpose. The film explores themes of self-discovery and redemption as Megamind embarks on a journey of personal growth. Through his interactions with Roxane Ritchie, a reporter, and his loyal sidekick, Minion, Megamind learns that true fulfillment comes not from external validation or the pursuit of power, but from forging genuine connections with others and embracing one's true self. What sets Megamind apart is its nuanced portrayal of its character and its willingness to challenge audience expectations. Rather than painting Megamind as a one-dimensional villain, the film humanizes him, showcasing his vulnerabilities and insecurities. Similarly, Roxane Ritchie is not merely a damsel in distress, but a strong, independent woman who refuses to be defined by societal norms. Visually, the film dazzles with its vibrant animation and dynamic action sequences, bringing the fictional city of Metro City to life in stunning detail. The voiced cast delivers standout performance, infusing their characters with depth and charisma. What I learned from Megamind is a villain should not be always portrayed as a villain, since it could have been certain circumstances that led him to be who he is. For short, we shouldn't judge a book by its cover. So overall, Megamind is a triumph of storytelling that entertains and enlightens in equal measure. With its clever subversion of superhero tropes, rich thematic depth, and memorable characters, it stands as a testament to the power of animation to captivate audiences of all ages.
If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure that you subscribe to our podcast.